Got your Bible, turn with me to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 9. I think that microphone's on now, ain't it, fellas? My lapel. We're good. Okay. Great. All right. 1 Corinthians chapter number 9. And for sake of time, I'll go on down in verse number 19. 1 Corinthians 9, 19. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without law, as without law, not being without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. This I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. What I want to try, by the help of the Lord, to preach about this evening, just for a little bit, is I had been thinking about verse number 27, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. What I want to talk to you about this evening is one of our greatest battles. One of our greatest battles. And you know what that battle is? It's the battle with our own flesh, our own body. And there's a lot in this chapter to be said leading up to this. Paul the Apostle, if you can also think about this when you think in light of that verse, is that you and I have to know and make certain limitations one way and another. We have to know what our limits are. We have to know how far to go on the other end, how far not to go in one direction and how far to go in the other direction. And I think you know which directions I'm speaking of. We definitely don't want to go too far in the direction of the flesh. Amen? We don't want to
let it pick up speed and take us into a place that we should not go. But on the other hand, the spiritual direction, you and I need to constantly, strive in an unlimited way to do those things that God would have us to do. Now, the Apostle Paul, when he was looking in this chapter, you can see a lot of things that he was talking about. He all the way down to verse number 15, he was talking about his rights as a minister, how he lived as a minister, and the spiritual life, and also the labor that he involved himself with to be the minister that they needed at the time. And but then Paul limited his rights. There were things that he did not take advantage of, that he could very well have taken advantage of, should have. It was in the plan of God that his men be taken care of by the church. Isn't that right? That their carnal means would take care of the needs of the man of God. And but Paul, he labored among them. So he showed them another side. And there are men that have to pastor, preach, and also labor. And but the Apostle Paul was talking about the ministry and the rights of the way that God initially wanted the ministry to pattern. But he said, I have not done that on account of you. This church was a carnal church. It was a poor church at one time. So he did not expect more out of them than what they were able to produce or able to give. But anyway, we're not talking about that. But then he begins to get into his service for Christ and his service to men. Now I want you to look at what he said in verse number 19. He said, for though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself a servant unto all. Now the freedom that he's talking about is his spiritual freedom. We are free in Christ. We are not bound spiritually to anybody except Christ. Amen? There was not anybody that could lord over the Apostle Paul as far as his spiritual life. He was free in Christ. We have liberty in Christ. Amen? And Paul wanted them to know that even though he had that liberty from all men, I'm free from all men, he was a servant to all men. He made himself a servant to all men. In one place, I believe it was in the book of Romans possibly, that Paul talked about how that he was a debtor. He was in spiritual debt to the souls of men. Those that were lost, amen? Those that needed to be saved. Those that needed to hear the gospel. He said, I'm in debt to them. And so when you look at, in the Apostle Paul, to be able to do what he had to do, he could not pamper his flesh. He could not spend the time that his flesh wanted on itself if he were to do the ministry that Christ had saved him and called him to do. Yeah, he knew that, and he's telling Christians, not just him, not just the Apostle Paul, but even the church here at Corinth, that if they're going to live for Christ, if they're going to present the gospel to men, if they're going to see souls saved, they're going to have to look at this thing in the way that he was going to present it to them. and it was as a boxer, and one as a race, as a runner. And he said, you've got to beat under your body under subjection. The body, this flesh, is going to be our greatest battle in the Christian life and in winning somebody to Christ. Amen? This flesh is never going to want you to get out on Saturday morning and go try to tell somebody about Jesus. Your flesh ain't never going to want to do that. Amen? And it will hinder you in every way possible just to live for Christ. Now, when the Apostle Paul, again said that there were certain limitations to how he had limited himself in the gospel. He didn't want them to think because he had to work that he was hindered in the gospel as far as that's concerned. So he identified that to them. But he said, look what he said. He said in verse 16 that a necessity was laid upon him. He said, yea, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. Amen? There's never a time, I believe, that Paul was thinking that I have preached enough. There is no limit to that. Amen? I cannot say that I have done enough when it comes to preaching and presenting the gospel or trying to reach somebody for the Lord. I can't remember who it was exactly. It may have been either John or Charles. I think it was John Wesley, possibly. Could have been someone else. But they were the founders of the Methodist Church, Methodism, which back then was stronger than most fundamental Baptist churches today. But, there was a little bit of difference in their belief. But back then, Methodists and Baptists were very close. But Methodists, the reason where they get the word Methodist from method, they were very methodical in what they did. And I think that it's said that John Wesley prayed and asked the Lord to forgive him for wasting 4 minutes. Ask God to forgive him. That's how methodical he was. But this man, listen, he would have preached the gospel, I think it was, it started early in the morning in these cities and towns. And would go through morning, and it would go through afternoon, and it would go through evening until late at night. And when he was so severely exhausted, there were more after midnight crying out for him to preach the gospel to him. That he would open the window where he was staying and preach the gospel one more time. We can never give enough of this message to the world. This world needs to hear this message. And until we see ourselves, listen, we are free. We are, we have liberty in Christ, but we are also bound to the souls of men and women. Now, again, our greatest hindrance is going to be our flesh. Now, the apostle, when he said that he became all things to all men, he wanted to gain people, win people for Christ. And it had constrained him. Just like the love of Christ had constrained him. This desire to gain souls, to win souls to Christ. Are you listening to me? Was overwhelming to Paul. And so he had a desire to be able to approach all types, all manner of prospects. Are you listening? In terms of their, what you'd say, their own particular background, in their own particular way, who they were. And listen, it could be this great example that the Apostle Paul had laid out here sometimes has been greatly misunderstood. There are bounds to what we do. Limitations to what we do. I mean, it was not involving compromise to win some. When he said, I became all things to all men, listen, he didn't become a hippie to win the hippies. He didn't become a sinner to win the sinner. But he said, I became all things to all men. He knew something. He got down on their level where they were. And he knew something about them and about their life. Listen, you've got to show people that you're on their level, that you're concerned about where they're living. Amen? And become all things to all men if you're going to win some. He said that I might win some. He knew he wasn't going to win everybody. But he said that I might win some. I become all things to all men that I might win some. That I might save some. And that should be our desire. But listen, Paul knew that his greatest hindrance would be his flesh. It'll be our flesh that'll say, no, not another mile. It'll be our flesh that will hinder us in every way to try to keep us from saying something. Have you ever been in a restaurant or a store somewhere and God say, speak to that person, that big knot swells up in your throat? That's your flesh trying to stop you. That's exactly, it's your flesh. Embarrassed. It's embarrassed. Well, let it be embarrassed. Listen, when it comes to the cause of Christ, you and I need to make our flesh suffer. Amen? Our flesh needs to suffer. It does not need to be petted and adored. Amen? No! If our spiritual man is going to remain the strong one and he's going to succeed, then you and I must bring our bodies under subjection. We must learn how to do that. But listen, the purpose was always for the gospel's sake. That's what Paul kept saying. I do this for the gospel's sake. This is for the gospel's sake. It's for the message of God's Son's sake. It's not for my sake, but it's for the gospel's sake. Amen. When we go out, Brother Dave, it's for the gospel's sake. For the death and the burial and the resurrection. The one message that is the light of the world. The one message that brings salvation to all. The gospel's sake. We do it for the gospel's sake. If I bring my body under subjection, I do it for the gospel's sake. Not trying to be more righteous. No, no. But trying to put down this one great enemy that stands in our way, that will hinder us, that will impede us. Amen? Oh, listen. People, again, it doesn't involve compromise of God's truth concerning Christ and His gospel. As often as it is, you see a lot of that today. There's people right here in this county that'll say, let's just put aside some doctrine for the cause. God never meant for us to compromise on such a level. Listen, ladies, they have these ladies meeting at some of these places. Be careful where you go. Because you'll have to compromise when you go. You're right. Men, same way. You'll have to compromise. And that's a hard thing sometimes to do. Because the devil wants to make you to look like the enemy. Wants you to look like you're the bad guy. Like you're the one that doesn't want to get along. I want to get along. I want to see people saved. But it's got to be done the biblical way. It's got to be the right way. Yes, amen? Yes. I'm not going to compromise on doctrine. I'm not going to compromise on this Bible. I'm not going to compromise on Christ. No, not one inch. Not to get along with anybody. I love people. I don't want to hurt nobody intentionally. It's not my desire to hurt anybody intentionally. But how can two walk together except they be agreed? Amen. Let them go one way, I'll go my way. I'll go the way that I believe that Christ is leading us to become all things to all men. Amen? Listen, it does not mean to compromise. People are not really one to Christ, to the true Christ and His saving grace by compromising with beliefs and behaviors. You say, well, what are you talking about, preacher? Listen, if I have to change my behavior to get in a crowd, to try to win them, I'm not helping them and I'm sure not helping me. Well, you know, they say, Brother Mark, when you're in Rome, do as Rome. Not for the child of God. I'll try to get on their level. I'll try to see where they're coming from. I'll try to understand them. Are you listening to me? I'll try to get a heart for them and where they're living and what's happening in their life. Amen? I'll try to become as much as I can become of them that I might win them. That's the most important. Listen, you and I are going to win people more like that. I told Brother Dave, I said, listen, I'm not against knocking on doors, door to door. I'm not against that. But I'll tell you where I believe we're going to win more people than anything is when I get right down to where they are, Brother Danny. And spend time with them. Find out what their life is, where they hurt. Amen? What they're needing. And be able to show them true love of Christ. And to show them that God's Son really has a plan for their life. That God is really concerned. That I'm concerned. Amen? To get right down, listen to where people are. To become all things to all men. Amen. To go into the trailer park. To go into the rich neighborhood. That's right. It goes both ways. It's not just the poor, it's the rich. They need it too. Oh my. But now look what he's saying here. I want to read it. Verse 20. Unto the Jews I became as a Jew. Which he was. So what's he saying? To them that are under the law, as under the law. What's he saying? That I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without law, as without law. Does that mean that Paul just threw all his laws out the door? No. But many of them, they maybe they could see hypocrisy in religion. Paul could say, absolutely. But to point people to Christ, to show them that the law, listen, is God's way of showing us that we can't. But He did. And He can. I don't understand everything there is to know about that, but I know it has a whole lot to do, not with compromise, not with changing your belief, not with changing the way you look, but getting right down to where people are living. the Apostle Paul, listen, when he was talking about doing this all, verse 23, for the gospel's sake. Verse 22, I am made all things to all men that I might by all means save some. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all? He's given an example. What you're going to do, do it like you're running in a race. Anybody ever run a race? Everybody runs. Everybody runs. Why do they run? That they could win. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? He's asking them a question. Don't you know? They'll all run, but ain't but one of them going to receive a prize. So run that ye may obtain. Run. Do this like you want to win. There are some men that look at this and they say, these are things you have to do to be saved. It's things you do because you are saved. Amen. We're earnest to get men to heaven. We're temperate in all things. Look at verse 25. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. You know what that refers to in a race? The months aforehand. Of severe training. Listen, when we would go into a fight, when I was younger, and I did all that taekwondo and karate and everything, and you know, I had trophies, championships, but I didn't just open a door and walk in and win it. It was months and weeks and days and hours training and fight. You had to be temperate. You had to invest. You had to work. Amen? You had to put time and effort and strength in everything that you was doing. Why? To where you could win. And that's what being temperate in a Christian life. Listen, I can't just come upon my flesh and say, I'm going to beat you to that. Listen, it takes day after day after day praying and reading God's Word and setting your mind on God and determining and living by faith. And of course, you're gonna slip and slip and slide. Sometimes you may even stumble. But you can get back up and you keep going. You don't quit. You don't give up. Right. You keep going. You keep working. You keep exercising your faith. Why? Because you're going to get in that race. And you'll get in that race and you'll run that race with the idea, I can win this. Why would I enter a fight if I didn't think I could win? A lot of people give up before they ever get started because they don't think they can win. You can bring that body under subjection if you want to. You can get to the place where it quits hindering you as much as it does. Amen. To where it keeps you, you know, from doing the things that God would have you to do. You can overcome. But Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Amen. God's grace, listen, is sufficient. Amen. For all of us. Amen. He is a very present help, amen, in time of need. in time of trouble. So you and I, listen, we need to fight. Amen. We need to train like we're going to enter a contest. Keep the body under, bring it under subjection. You know what that word means? It means strike one under the eye. To bring it black and blue. Now I'm not saying you need to go home and start punching yourself in the face. This is a spiritual application. That you need to beat your body under subjection. You have to fight him. You have to fight him. You have to make him. You have to insist. Determine tonight you're going to get up first thing in the morning, you're going to pray and see what the flesh don't try to do to keep you from doing that. But you have to learn to pop him in the eye. Make him black and blue. Listen, this is the truth. I'm going to give you this example. When I was young and very athletic, I can remember going for my black belt test. And that day, that whole day, was to see just how much I could take. That's what that whole day was about. And it took me a long time to see that. It wasn't so much about how well I could do my forms, how sweet it looked when I threw my legs straight up in the air, how fast I could do it, if I could jump and spin. I did everything that they asked, but we fought, and it was rigorous. And it was hundreds of push-ups and hundreds of sit-ups. And 10, 15 minutes at a time, just punching a bag without stopping. Try that, even for a couple of minutes. Your shoulders get, by the end of that, you're just barely able to even lift your hands up. But that whole day was to break me down, to see how much, to see if I would quit. They wanted to see if I'd quit. How much can he endure? That whole day was about testing this body, this flesh. What can it handle? What can it endure? And it endured a lot. I'm going to tell you something. The next day, I had breathed so heavy the day before, so much, my lungs were sore. It hurt to even take a breath. I mean, it was sore. There was not it's like I felt every hair on my head was sore. It hurt to even just do that. Everywhere on my body. There was not a place on me that I didn't hurt. I was literally beat down. This body wasn't good for anything. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Spiritually, you and I, I'm not going to say if. You can be the victor. Christ has already promised us. We are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Amen? Thanks be unto God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You and I do not have to live a life yielding to the flesh every day, all the time. Defeated. Are you listening? You and I can walk uprightly, run the race, fight the fight, bring this body under subjection, and walk a different walk for Christ. Be on a plane that you ain't been on in a while, or maybe you ain't ever been on for God. Amen? And it comes for the gospel's sake. You do it for the gospel's sake. I am what I am because of Christ. That's the hope, Christ in us, the Christ life, Christ in us, Him living through us and in us, letting Him have the forefront and beating the body back, beating the body back. Listen to what He said. I'm about done. I'm sorry. I don't even know what time it is. I feel like I'm wearing yous out. Let me give you this. Verse 25, in the middle, he said, now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown. Them people that run the race. But we an incorruptible. I studied this. Crowns were made of wild olive branches for the Olympic Games. They were made out of laurel for the Pythian Games. They were made from parsley in the Nemean Games. And they were made of pine in the Isthmian Games. There were games in different areas of Europe over there in the Middle East. We, most of us, we know about the Olympic Games, right? But they had different games, and each crown was made out of something different. But did you know when they made it, right when they made it, those crowns started to fade and die? He said they do it to obtain a corruptible crown. To be able to stand there with that laurel wreath or a parsley wreath or a pine wreath on their head. That said they were the victim. But listen, you and I do it for an incorruptible crown. One that doesn't fade away. And I thought about this. You know what that crown is? It's an identifier. This is the winner. Amen. Amen. That's what it meant. This is the winner. This is the one that is the victor. This is a first place champion. This is the guy that won the fight, won the race. It was an identifier. You and I, we do it for an incorruptible crown. One that fadeth not away. Amen. Whew. Okay. Paul, he said, I do this because, you know, I don't want to tell others to do it. And then me, you know, I'm a castaway. Well, Paul, he's telling us something, but he can't even do it. He won't even do it. He said, that's why I do it. As a testimony for others. That it can be done in Christ. Listen, only in Christ. You and I, we can't do this ourselves. We have to have the power of Christ working in us to do it. And each one of you have that. You that are saved, you have that living and working in you. His name is the Holy Spirit. Amen? All right, I'm done. I wish I had the strength and time to just keep going. Our greatest struggle, fight, right there. We need to bring it under subjection. We have to find out what we got to do. What do I do, Lord? How do I do this, Lord? Need to come to Him. I want you to stand.